Start your day at the Turaway, Northwest London, in conjunction with Vad Harabonim Lignon Istan, Northwest London. Special Winter Programme Part 2, Sunday, 29th Teves, 2nd of January. Harav Shlomo Freshwater, the Hashivas of Mitzvahs Tefillin.
Asked to speak about the chashivas of mitzvahs tefillin. Now the truth is that every mitzvah in the Torah, every one of our Tariyag mitzvahs, has a chashivas b'li gvul. It's impossible to to estimate, to understand the chashivas of being the kaim a mitzvah and doing the mitzvah properly. And of course, Tefillin is no exception to that mitzvah. Perhaps we'll just discuss a little bit the special inyanim that we find in the mitzvah of Tefillin. In this week's Sedra, before Yetzias Mitzrayim, almost immediately before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have the mitzvah of Tefillin, which indicates that somehow or other for Klal Yisrael, to become Am Hashem and to go out of Tumas Mitzrayim, they needed to start off with the mitzvah of Tefillin. Perhaps one can explain this. I believe I heard this from a Shvetz Chanubuchu, I'm not going to say, although you know, Gedalioi, it's safer to bring it down somewhat differently, but I say the way that I remember it. We find that there's a special Indian by Tefillin that it needs a gifnuki. And a person should be clean when he puts on Tefillin. Gifnuki. Why is this especially by Mitzvah Tefillin? Is it like this? Every mitzvah that we do, there is the chefetz of the mitzvah, there's the mitzvah that we're doing, and there is the person that does the mitzvah. He's mechuyev to do the mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah. But the person who does the mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah. He is the one who implements the mitzvah, who does the mitzvah. Mitzvah tefillin is a mitzvah that you should put the tefillin on your guf. Tefillin sheyad on the hand, tefillin sheyarash on the head. So one could understand that just like every mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to do, here also there's a mitzvah, put the tefillin on your hand, put the tefillin on your head. And as far as I remember, he said over to the first assembly, that's not the pshat. The mitzvah is that the guf of a Yisraeli, the guf of a Yid, should be joined together with tefillin. That is the chefza of the mitzvah. The yid who's putting the tefillin on his hand, it's not just that the mitzvah is to put it on my hand. My hand and the tefillin have to be together. The hand is part of the mitzvah. So he says, and the head. So he said, so just like there's dinim on the klaf, there's a certain dinim on the parchment, and I'm sure we'll hear about this a little bit later, the haluchas that there are on the parchment with the tefillin. And there's dinim in the ink of the tefillin, because they're all part of the mitzvah. So the same way, there's dinim on the guf ha'adam, on which the tefillin is going to be. Because he is part of that mitzvah. His guf is like the, just like you have the oilus of the klaf, you have the oil of the guf of the udam. And that's all part of the mitzvah. So memela, there's a dinim, the guf ha'adam has to be noki. He's a chalik of the mitzvah. Actually, we have something miyuchad in the mitzvah of tefillin that we don't have in other mitzvahs. That we have a mitzvah in which the person is part of the mitzvah. He's not just doing the mitzvah, but he's part of the mitzvah. Perhaps this can be explained a little bit further. The Shlo HaKudish in Masech Techulin, he brings like this. The Gemara says that they put on the Ebshter put on the Mishnah, Kosnos Oyo Vayal Bishay. And the Gemara says that in the Tefillin Sherab, the Tarusa Sherab Meir, it was written Oya, not with an ayin. Oya with an ayin means skin, but Oya with an aleph, which means light. Kosnos Oya. And the Shlomo Kodesh says that the parshas of Tefillin are written on Oya. But this Oya, he says, is not Oya with an ayin, it's Oya with an aleph. He says that the tefillin brings on a person a kedusha of oil, of lechtikait, of lightness, similar to the begudim that the Rabbi Nishloilim put on Adon HaChava. So maybe we can understand, since when we put on tefillin, we're becoming part of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs are kedusha. The mitzvah has a kedusha. So Mamela, this kedusha that there is in the midst of tefillin spreads on the person an ayah, a light, which that ayah brings a moedik kedusha. In Tana de Beil Yui, Rabbah, Perik Chuvov, steht in Tana de Beil Yui, that Rabbi Nishtalim asks Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mekoshish, was Mechal Shabbos. Do you know why the Mekoshish was Mechal Shabbos? And the Tana de Beil Yui says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know. Ain't he a day? And the Rabbeinu Shloim says, I will explain it to you. Because on Shabbos he doesn't wear tefillin. Tefillin prevents a person from chet. The fact that a person is wearing tefillin is maneya him from chetuah. Steht in Tfeir Shloime. Naman tia toiles Hashem b'fichu, it says by Tfilin. Naman tia toiles Hashem b'fichu, says the Tfeir Shloime, that the Kedusha of Tfilin is mashpia on the person, that he should learn Torah b'asmud. So if we think about it, what is Tfilin? As we said earlier, mitzvah of the Torah doesn't need any explanations. Every mitzvah is kodesh kodesh. But maybe the special mitzvah was to do by Tfilin. It brings a special ayah. It brings a special ayah on the person. He can come to the madrega of a kiri. The Rabbi Nishloim is putting on him kosnas ayah. Ayah with an aleph. It brings an ayah. He becomes part of the mitzvah. He becomes kudish v'niskadish with that ayah, with that kedushuli b'mitzvaysav. It deters him from chas v'sholom having a chait. And it brings him that he should learn Torah, Hasmudas and Kedushas HaTorah. And as we said earlier, and that's why, because the gift of the Udam is the Skadish, we need that the person should have a gift Nuki. And perhaps in this aspect, I would just mention two things. Chassam Sofer Masechta Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer brings a Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Kamfe Yoina, where there was a Gezeira on Klal Yisrael that they shouldn't wear tefillin. And there was Tzadik who wore Mesiris Nefesh, who wore tefillin. And when he saw the Kasta, the military man, he was afraid, and he took his tefillin off and he held it in his hand. And he asked him, what do you have? And he said, I come for yayna. From a yayna, from a pigeon, wings of a yayna. So he said, let me see. Vanasa Ness, he opened up his hand, and instead of being the tefillin, it was a come for yayna. Vedich Sam Seifer, why did he have to take the tefillin off? He could have just put his hand over his head, and if he asked him what he has, he could have said, I have come for yayna there. And the same Ness could have happened. Says of Sam Seifer, that tefillin needs a gift nuki. In tefillin, to say a lie, even to save your life, but it will be a chesaron in gifnoki. Gifnoki doesn't just mean from material dirt, it means from spiritual dirt. Sheker, to say in the tefillin, says of Sam Sofer, would be megareya in the gufu udon. This gufu udon that we said earlier, which becomes niskadish and is part of the mitzvah of tefillin, cannot even have on himself a shekel Hashem Shemayim. The other thing I saw, Amoyed Kazakh, Sefer Teferis Azur, and he brings down, I can't remember from whom, I didn't have the opportunity because I'm a bit short of time, I didn't have the opportunity to look for it, but I remember his, what he says clearly, I don't remember Bishem who he says it. And he says, you didn't have a habit, sometimes they're about to put on tefillin, and they shmeez a little bit. And sometimes they might say something derogatory about another yid. And he says to be very, very careful. He says, when you're putting on tefillin, chas v'shalom, not to say anything bad about the fellow yid. He says, because the Rabbeinu Shalom also puts on tefillin. What does it say in the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin talks about how great Klal Yisrael is. And he says, if you talk against the yid, so you're saying that this Klal Yisrael is not this goy echad ba'aretz. So you're saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin is possible. And if you say chas v'shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin is possible, the Rabbeinu Shalom will not be mekabel your mitzvah's tefillin either. So he said, you have a gewaldige zehiris. If you're going to speak about anybody, only speak b'shevuchan shal Yisroel, only speak about how great Klal Yisroel is, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin. So perhaps this is something else that we should remember, that when we put on tefillin, we're connecting our mitzvah's tefillin with the mitzvah's tefillin that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mekayim. And the mitzvah's tefillin that the Rabbeinu Shalom is mekayim, our tefillin, we say Shema Yisroel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the Rabbeinu Shalom's tefillin, that the Gemara Brucha says, Mi ka'amcha Yisroel, it's a time when each one of us understands. We understand the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shloim, and the Rabbeinu Shloim talks about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. That's the chshivas of mitzvahs tefillin, straight in svurim and kadmoinim. That tefillin is for losh chibah, naftulei elakim niftalti. It's a way of becoming, joining ourselves up with the Rabbeinu Shloim, becoming one kaviyuchel with the boda olam. As we mentioned earlier, tefillin. It's just before Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have the mitzvah of tefillin. There's b'schus mitzvahs tefillin, yidin wa zeicha, to go out of Mitzrayim. B'schus, we will be makayim mitzvahs tefillin, and we'll be careful and know for sure that the tefillin that we wear is kusha, mehuda, and betachas ahida, and that's chus. We will be zeicha, the Rabbeinu Shalom will also take us out of this gulis. We'll be zeicha, the guy that will be a scared, say that we're heard of you, Amen.
Amen.